Good morning, everyone. You know what today is. Today is Monday, which can only mean one thing. And it's time for Get to Know Night, that weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, so many questions, so we're just going to jump right into it. The first question is from Anonymous. They ask, "Hey Kay, I checked up on your gaming channel. I really appreciate that, and I became very invested in Octodad. The end episode ends on a cliffhanger, and I was wondering if you ever finished the game and how it ends. And if you don't mind, can you spoil the ending? I'm very curious. Thank you." It ends with Octodad beating the chef who's trying to eat him. And I think there's like a flashback to how he meets his wife, who's like an environmentalist lady who was on a boat. And that's how they fell in love. That's kind of how the game ends. I can look and see if the VOD's available. And if it is, I might put it up on the gaming channel. But I really appreciate you checking out the game channel. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for the question. Let's see. The next question is from Anonymous. They ask, "Hey Knight, I love your I Don't Care About the Distance audio. Is it based on personal experience or from the request line? I love the premise and it reminds me so much of my own experiences. Thank you." So that one was from the request line. A lot of audios tend to be. I would say I've gotten almost to the point where, I don't know, 60% of the audios I produce in a month are out of the request line, which I think is a pretty good ratio. I've been actually considering marking them as a tag. In fact, I might start doing that so people know when stuff comes from the request line and when it doesn't. But, there's, like, obviously I had a little bit of truth in the premise. That's why I picked it. I usually pick premises I can, like, resonate with, and that one I resonated with, so I was like, oh, I can totally do that, and I'm glad you resonated with it, too. I feel like I should probably do a follow-up or another part to it, so at some point I think I might. So look out for that. Thank you so much for the question. I always really appreciate it. Let's see. Summer asks, "Hey Kay, I was wondering, what's your favorite type of audio to record? Do you have a favorite audio you've done or that you are most proud of?" I think the Not Safe Work Friends to Lovers series right now I'm pretty proud of. I think those have been pretty killer. I've been pretty happy with them. I've been really enjoying doing these College Friends to Lover ones. It's been like a fun headspace to get into. Besides that, I used to like doing The Bodyguard quite a bit. But The Bodyguard's kind of on a weird hiatus right now. We'll see if it gets picked back up again, but it's in like a weird space. Also, the pregnancy series has been a lot of fun to do too. I've really liked doing the pregnancy series. That's been a joy for me as well. I think most of my series, what's funny is I used to not like doing series quite a bit at all. I thought they were kind of a pain to do series. But now I'm kind of really enjoying them. I think I was intimidated by the continuity of it all. I think that was the bigger thing, was I was just a little intimidated by continuity. But I think after doing it for a while now, I like it a lot more. It's a lot more fun. So thank you for the question. I always really appreciate it. Let's see. Punzi asks, "When people comment, 'She's a runner, she's a track star' on your videos, what does it mean? I'm new here." Oh, well, welcome. Thank you for joining. I think it has to do with TikTok. That's usually the answer when you see something you don't understand. At least that's what I usually go. I'm like, yeah, it's probably TikTok. And in this case, I think it's a TikTok thing. I think it's just because it's basically saying, I arrived here quickly. She's a runner, she's a track star. I also made an audio, I think, about it, because I saw that comment so often. I was like, I'm gonna make an audio about it, and I did. So you can look that up too. But yeah, I think that's what it means. So don't worry, I am also often confused by things too, so that I've been here for a very long time. I hope you have a good day. Thank you for the question. My127 asks, "Hey Kay, I hope you're enjoying your Monday morning." I am. "Maybe you've heard this more than once, but you have a really attractive voice. So, I wanted to know if you'd ever consider taking a job as a voice actor for movies and or anime." Yes, I would. Not full-time. I would do contract work. I would basically come in for a character and only be there for as long as they need my character. So I wouldn't want to be a lead, typically. don't want to be a side character. Like usually a bit role would be the best thing for me. But yeah, I would totally do it. I'd love to do it. I'd love to pop in and out of something and just be in a project. If someone wants to give me that role, I would not turn it down. Thank you for the question. Anonymous asks, hey Kay, can you make the next sleep audio a few hours longer? Yes, I can. I usually want them to be at least 30 minutes. This last one was cut short from things I couldn't control, unfortunately. So, but next time I'm going to try to get a longer version up and out. So, thank you for your question. Charlotte asks, hey Kay, I was wondering if there's any upcoming audios with the new mic. Well, yes and no. So, I've actually been using the new mic on and off, intermittently, kind of randomly. Just because I like its sound quality in some instances, but I haven't been using the binaural feature on it. Mostly because I haven't been able to get the effect I exactly want, and so I've been still playing around with it a little bit. But I will continue using the new mic, and I won't say, so I'll let you guys guess when I'm using the new mic and when I'm using the old mic. But yeah, I plan on using the binaural feature at some point. I just want to get it to a point where I'm very happy with it. I'm not there yet, so thank you for your question, though. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hey, Kay, I'm 22 and I've never been in a relationship. How do you find a partner when you're really introverted and don't like going out much? Thanks. I would say online, and I feel like people, like, shade meeting people online, but it isn't bad. I think online relationships have a lot of things that in-person relationships don't have an advantage of. I think you have a chance to really know a person without any kind of physicality attached to it, which means that you get like a deep emotional relationship first. It also means you can meet someone who has the same likes and interests as you in a way that you just kind of can't in the physical world. So I'd recommend going to places in digital spaces that have like your hobbies and or interests, you know, and see if you meet anyone there. I would also say I would recommend dating yourself first before looking to date someone else. If you can figure out all the things about yourself that you'd have to inevitably teach someone else, that could be very helpful. So I would try to, the word is date yourself, but I mean, just basically try to know yourself as best you can. Because it's much easier to date someone if you can help them guide through you as a person versus if you're both learning about who you are as a person together. That's actually why I think a lot of relationships that are between very young people fail, because you're both trying to learn who you are, and learning who you are together can be very hard. So that's just my advice. I hope it helps. Thank you for the question. Let's see. Hey Kay, Family Guy is mentioned every so often in your audios. Is it really? I don't put it past me. Are you a fan of the show? Yeah, I enjoy the show. I think I'm more a fan of American Dad, but yeah, I like Family Guy. I'm more a fan of the show's creator. Seth MacFarlane, I think, is more who I'm a fan of. The Orville is really good. I think he did a really good job on The Orville. Not a big fan of A Thousand Ways to Die in the West, but, you know, Ted was okay. but yeah, that's more, I think that was more the pull for Family Guy for me. It was always Seth MacFarlane. Let's see. If you enjoy the show, who do you identify with? I think Brian would be who I identify with. Or who do you like most as a character? Stewie's funny. I like Stewie quite a bit. I think Stewie. Yeah, Stewie, Brian. I mean, that's just like a classic combination. I think I identify quite a bit with Roger on American Dad. I love Roger. Roger's so fun. I don't think I am like Roger. I just like Roger a lot. Like Roger, I would like to hang out with Roger. Roger seems like a good time. But yeah, thank you for your question. I really appreciate it. Hello, Knight. I hope you're doing well and staying healthy. I am trying my hardest. I sometimes join your live streams and on Discord, but I never actually chat. And there's no reason but my social anxiety. So I just want you to know that if it bothers you or you feel like you're being stalked, that's the last thing I'd ever want. Have a nice day. I don't feel that. I don't feel like I'm being stalked. I think there's a lot of people who stay silent in chat. It's your prerogative. If you want to talk in chat, you can talk in chat. If you don't want to talk in chat, you don't have to talk in chat. I don't want you to ever feel like you're forced to do something. So if you don't feel comfortable talking in chat, be my guest, be quiet. But if you want to talk, talk in chat. I have no issue either way. But yeah, if you show up, I appreciate it. You just being there is a nice thing. I don't ever feel like I'm being stalked. I feel like I'm being supported. So thank you so much for coming and supporting me on my live streams. All right, let's see. I think this will be our last question. Sophia asks, hey, Knight, I'm going to Florida in a few weeks. I'm going to spend some time at Disney World and Universal. Although I've been to Disney many times, I've never been to Universal. What rides or experiences do you like the best? I'm super excited for Harry Potter World. Also, important question, Whataburger or Chick-fil-A? Chick-fil-A would be a no. I would say Whataburger. Also, I don't think there's a Whataburger in the city, but I could be wrong, but I don't think there is. If there is, then it's new, because it wasn't there when I was living there. All right, let's see. Universal. So I'm assuming you're going to go to both Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure, so I'm just going to list things from both. We're going to start with Universal Studios. What do I recommend? Well, when you walk right in, the first thing you're going to see is the Roaring Rocket or the Rip Rock. It's something rocket. It's the Rockin' Rocket roller coaster. I don't know. It's a big red roller coaster. It's off on your left-hand side. So basically, you're going to walk in. You're going to see Minions. You're going to see Shrek on your right, Minions on your left. You're going to keep walking past both those. They're good rides. I would recommend Shrek over Minions between the two if you had to pick only one. They're both fine. Minions should be a walk-on. I would be shocked if it isn't. But I don't know. Things could be crazy now with people doing revenge travel, so it might be hella busy. But yeah, as you pass both those venues, you're going to see a big courtyard area in front of like a stadium. You're going to bank a left right in front of that, and you're going to see the rocket. That's the entrance. There's going to be a bunch of like lockers for baggage, and that's where you're going to put your stuff, which is a good thing to know. Almost all the roller coasters and almost all the attractions on Universal require you to stow your bags. So I highly recommend going to those parks light. Like, I go with a phone and a wallet, and like, that's it. Like, you really want to travel hella light. Mostly because you have to keep emptying your pockets all the time. Like, the best way to go to Universal, in my opinion, is nothing in your pockets except your card. That would be the dream setup. But that's typically not how you can travel. So I would travel light. Just consider that you're going to be putting a lot of things into lockers. The lockers are usually free, but they're not big. So I would definitely consider that. So yeah, anyway, so there's that rocket. It's great. You get to select a song that plays during the roller coaster. It's a good roller coaster. It's pretty good. I would give it like a 7 or 8 out of 10. It's a damn good coaster. So there's that coaster. There's the Mummy as well. Mummy's also there. Mummy, I think, is much more of an experience than a coaster, but it's a very good experience. That is basically, so if you leave the rocket, it's across, there's like a big open like plaza kind of thing. It's like a New York Square. You can see Jimmy Fallon's ride. It should be on the left as you're walking towards the Mummy. The Mummy is in the, it looks like a museum building. It's in the back of the park. So you'll kind of see it. You can't miss it once you leave the rocket. So Mummy, I'd also recommend. There's also Transformers 4D that's in this section as well. Do I recommend it? Not really. It's hard for me to recommend screen rides. But if you enjoy a good screen ride, it's a fine ride. It uses the same ride vehicle as Spider-Man, which is in Islands of Adventure, which I do recommend. The Spider-Man and Islands of Adventure, really good. But we'll come back to that later when we get back to Islands of Adventure. Let's see, what am I missing here? You've done that. As you're walking towards Harry Potter, you're going to pass by Fast and Furious. I don't recommend that. It's not worth the time or the wait. Don't waste your time. I mean, you can, but just know, if it's a long line, just spare yourself the emotional pain and do not waste your time there. You can if it's a walk-on, do it. But if you have to wait more than 30 minutes, I do not recommend it. There are way better things you could be doing with those 30 minutes. So yeah, you're going to pass by that absolute disaster. I'm just salty because I know what they replaced it with, and we won't go there. We'll talk about that later. So you pass by that, and you go to Harry Potter World. You'll know because you'll see the night bus, and there's two ways in. I recommend the Diagon Alleyway. It's a lot prettier and gives you a nice view. There inside is Gringotts, which I think you probably know about, that you're probably dying to ride. That's a great ride. It's going to be a long wait, probably in the hour 45, possibly, if it's busy. I've seen that thing go up to 3 hours before. But if you pick a good time, or if you go early, I think if you rush there first, you might be able to get that under 45 minutes. And then that whole area is just fun to explore and walk around. I'm not going to talk about too many secrets there. There's a bunch of stuff for you to like find, discover, and enjoy. So I recommend going to shops, just like look around. There's a lot of cool stuff that you'll miss if you don't actually take the time in there. And then once you leave that area, you're going to see Simpsons, which is across the bay, and you're going to see this weird expo center with kind of like these two towery looking things. That is Men in Black. So you can cross the bridge there to get to Men in Black. You can go the long way around the lagoon and pass by Fear Factor. I don't know if Fear Factor is even going on anymore. It might be, it might not be. It was a show where they made people do scary things, like eat bugs and be in a car that falls. It was a show. You could have participated. It was fun. I don't know if it still happens. If it does, do it. If it isn't, I'm sorry. But yeah, Men in Black is great. If you haven't done it before, I definitely... And you have the VIP line, don't do VIP the first time. Go in the normal line. I know it's going to take a little bit longer, but the pre-show is worth it. Just because it's like kind of an experience. What else? Simpsons, which is on the same side, is also pretty good. Not the twirling ride. I mean, it's fine. The alien twirl is fine. If you want to do it, you can. But I was thinking more of the sim ride, which is in the Big Krusty Carnival. Hopefully you get in through... There's a bunch of different lines. I hope the line configuration that they give you puts you into the carnival, because that's like the best way to get into the ride. But yeah, that should be also like a 50-minute walk-on. Like it's a great ride, though. It's a lot of fun. They reuse the Back to the Future ride vehicle and system. So it's basically Back to the Future, but just reskinned for Simpsons. It's good. While you're on that side of the world, or on the map, there's also... E.T., which I think is so worth it. I think it's so underrated. Go to E.T. It's not going to be there for a very long time. Like, I don't plan on E.T. being there for more than a couple of years. So if it's still there, go ride it. It is nostalgic as hell if you grew up watching E.T. But also it takes like a weird turn in a way that's just kind of wonderful. And I don't know. It's my secret sleeper favorite ride. So good. And then there's Woody the Woodpecker, which is like a kid's coaster, but it's cute and it's fun. And if you want to get on a kid's coaster, it's on that side too. There's also, I think, animals act like acting animals, which is it's a show about animals performing, which I don't know if that's still running, but if it is, you can catch it. It's on that side of the park too. I think that's everything. Food-wise, I recommend getting food outside of the park. Nothing in Universal is particularly very good. I mean, like, sit down and eat. For the price you pay, not worth it. You're better off getting food at City Walk than you are inside the park, in my opinion. Disney's a different animal. Disney has such good inside food, but Universal isn't so hot. Alright, so that's Universal Studios. Islands of Adventure is a lot more busy. You immediately walk in on the left-hand side of the world. You got Hulk, which is a great ride. In that same area, you got Spider-Man too. Hulk, Spider-Man, are you can't miss them. You have to do them. I'm just going to go around the map on that side as if you're walking left to right. That's typically how people navigate Islands Adventure. It's very strange for people to go Cat in the Hat first. Although you could. You could go Cat in the Hat first. I do that many times. I like going to Cat in the Hat first. I like Cat in the Hat quite a lot. In fact, I like all the Doctor Who stuff. Cat in the Hat, One Fish, Two Fish. That trolley train ride, which I can't remember, like goes around the whole thing. It's great. And all the Cat in the Hat rides are worth riding. I'm going to die. That is a hill I want to die on. So there's that. I think Storm Force might be closed still. It's a spinning ride in the Marvel section. It might reopen. There's Dr. Doom's Fall Free Fall too, which is pretty good. If you like drop rides and the wait's always like less than 10 minutes. What else is there? Oh, King Kong is on the same side of the world. It uses the same ride vehicle as Fast and Furious. So it's kind of a hit and a miss. If you really like King Kong or the movies, I recommend going to it. If you like giant animatronic gorillas, it's worth seeing. It's a better screen ride than the Fast and Furious version. Fast and Furious is a mess. King Kong at least is better crafted. In that same vein, there is the Jurassic Park ride, which is fantastic and is iconic, and you have to ride it. It is back and tucked away in Jurassic Park. Am I missing anything? Flight of the Peridon might be available to you if you're traveling with a child. If you are, definitely cash in on traveling with a child, because you can only ride that ride if you're traveling with a child. So yeah, definitely do that. What am I missing here? Oh, Harry Potter on that side of the world. Yeah, there's the Wizarding World, which is the castle. Pretty good. Hagrid's is going to be a long-ass wait. Prepare to wait for, at minimum, an hour and a half. Minimum. It is always a long wait. The ride breaks down quite a bit. So I would always give yourself about 2 hours window, probably, to expect to be sitting and waiting for that ride. It's worth getting on, but it is a long wait. And also, just to consider, there's the Hogwarts Express, which gets you back between the two parks, back there. And I think I got everything. Oh, except for Poseidon's Adventure and Voyage of Sinbad, which I don't know if Voyage of Sinbad's still running, and Poseidon's Adventure is very dated. But if you are into, like, 90s, like, if you want, like, a real, like, 90s park experience, if you're like, what did Universal feel like in the 90s? Go to Poseidon's Adventure. That's kind of what it felt like in the 90s. I think I got everything. Yeah, I think that's everything. It's, you're going to have a good time. It's, Universal's is the shit. and I feel like I just basically listed everything in the park. But yeah, so enjoy yourself. Have a good time. And with that, that's been Get to Know Night. If you have any questions, please leave them in the doodly-doo down below. There should be a link that... lets you ask whatever you want. And if you have a specific question for the 100th episode, please put 100. So many people have asked 100 episodes. It's going to be a long episode for 100. I'm excited. But anyway, I will talk to you all later. Have a great, great, great Monday. Bye now.